Hey, are you busy? I'm not interrupting studying or anything, am I? Nah, I've been trying to study for the past few hours, but I can't pay attention long enough to absorb anything, so I'm taking a break. Can I sit on your bed? Oh, thanks. Oh, it's for one of my business classes. We're studying negotiation tactics. There's this big test tomorrow morning. And actually, that's sort of why I'm here. It's all theory, and I think I need to negotiate something real with someone. So, here I am. Well, I'd love to tell you what we're going to negotiate, but first, I need to ask you to sign a non-disclosure agreement. You know what? Let me close your door first. There's no point swearing you to secrecy if random passersby can hear. Okay. So anyway, do you agree to an NDA? No, I don't actually have anything to sign. Just, verbally sign it. I'll take your word for it. Obviously, if I told you what it was before you agreed to the NDA, then there's no point in the NDA in the first place. If you agree, then I'll tell you what we're going to negotiate for. And if you're not interested, then you say no thanks, and that's that. You just can't tell anyone. If we do come to an agreement, then you're still bound by the NDA not to disclose any of the negotiation. Sorry, but sure isn't going to cut it as a verbal contract in a court of law. I need you to say, Mia, I agree that I will not disclose the topic of this negotiation or any of the issues discussed during the negotiation. Okay, great. Thank you for what it's worth. I make the same promise to you. What we say during the course of this negotiation stays between us. Okay. Well, here's my situation. As I mentioned, I am finding studying difficult due to various distractions. And those distractions are caused by the fact that I am incredibly horny. Yes, horny. Really fucking horny. So, what I would like you to provide is your tongue. I would like you to eat my pussy out and make me come. Well, sure, of course I could just masturbate. In fact, my favorite toy is on the charger right now in case these negotiations fall through, but I think it will provide only limited relief to my quote unquote problem. Whereas getting eaten out is more likely to satisfy my cravings. So then, my friend, that is what I need help with. What do you need in return to make this happen? You don't know. Okay, how about you make me come and then I give you a high five and the transaction is done? Deal? Come on, that's not negotiation. You want nothing in return? A high five is basically nothing. Look, I have a problem. I'm asking you for your help to solve this problem. This is a golden opportunity for you. Aren't you gonna try to get the most out of it? Come on, haggle with me. You know what? You're not worthy of tasting my pussy if you're gonna be like this. I'll go down the hall and see if I can find someone else who will actually negotiate with me properly. Do you remember what room is that dumb jock that you hate in? Maybe he. So you do want to negotiate. Excellent. So what do you ask in return? That's a perfectly fair offer. A blowjob in exchange for you eating my pussy makes perfect sense. However, there is a small hitch. As I mentioned, I do have my test tomorrow. early in the morning, and I really do need to go study. I can't spend the extra time tonight sucking your dick and still have time to study and get a decent night's sleep. Therefore, I will agree to give you a blowjob in return, but it will have to be delayed until Friday afternoon. Do we have a deal? No, the pussy licking needs to happen now, obviously. That's the whole point. The whole point is to help me get rid of the distraction so I can study properly. So you believe that the delay should earn you more than just a mere blowjob? First of all, I don't give mere blowjobs. I give amazing blowjobs. The head I give you will put every other blowjob you've ever gotten to shame. You may even cry, brought to tears, by realizing how long it's actually taken you to see what a real blowjob is like. I promise you that for the rest of the year, your cock will get hard every time you see me or even think of my mouth. But if you think that you deserve more, then make a counteroffer. And no, an entire weekend of me being, what was it? Your free use slut for an entire weekend? That's, well, quite frankly, that's a little ridiculous. Eat my pussy and buy me a Ferrari, then maybe, sure, we can talk about that. But no, it's way too much for 20 minutes of carpet munching. In fact, I'll go one further and take free use off the table entirely. It's not happening. Not for my first time with someone. I'm not super happy about the slut part either, but I guess that's an opinion thing. Make another offer, a reasonable offer this time. That's better, but still a vast overreach. You're not going to get to fuck my ass. Not that I'm against it, but it's too high of a price for this. Well, I'm glad you love my ass, but it's off limits, at least for the purposes of this negotiation. That's a reasonable offer. So, the offer is that you eat me out now, and at the end of the week, you get to fuck me, right? Oh, blowjob and fuck. That's still a little high of a price. Let me think for a second. You know, you are getting good at this negotiation thing. I think the price is a little high, but I really do need to come. So I agree on principle. You eat my pussy now and you get a blowjob and you get to fuck me in return. Now, let's hash out the details. Well, yes, the details. We have a basic framework for our agreement, but there are some details to work out. Okay, well, let me start with this. What position would you like me in when you eat me out? Laying on your bed? Do you want me on my hands and knees so you can eat me out from behind? No, I don't really have any preference, but I would like you to make me come twice if possible. I don't know if one will cut it with my current level of distraction. Sure, I guess it can be different positions. Okay, so first you'll eat me out while sitting in your chair, and then one from behind. I can agree to those terms. And we're talking straight licking of the vulva and clitoris, right? You see? That's why we're working out the details. Yes, 100% you can finger me, but only one finger. How about this? One finger for the first orgasm and two for the second. My pussy is really, really tight, so I need a little warming up. What is it with you and my ass? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, you can lick my ass, but no fingers in my butt. You can only use your tongue. Okay, then. I think we have that worked out. Anything else on the cunnilingus side of the agreement? Oh. You want me to ask permission to come? Now that is a really big ask. And you want to overstimulate me? No, no, definitely not. I'll tell you what. One or the other. You can either make me ask for permission or you can overstimulate me. Pick one. Overstimulation it is. But I can't take that for too long, though. You get 10 seconds of overstim after the second orgasm. Oh, a minute is way too much. I would literally explode. 15 seconds. Fine, fine. 20 seconds. That's already too much. Take it or leave it. Okay, then. So to recap, you eat me out tonight. First, sitting in your chair. Oh, hey. Are you good with me having my hands on your head while you're eating me out? Maybe pulling you in tight when things are, you know, getting close. Deal. I will tell you verbally when I'm about to come, and I will make full eye contact when I do. Okay, so back to the recap. You eat me out until I come twice. The first will be sitting in your chair. At my discretion, I can put my hands on your head and or pull you tighter to my pussy. You can, at your discretion, put up to one finger into my pussy. I will tell you when I am about to come, and I will do my best to look you in the eye while I do. All I can promise is that I'll do my best. You know how things can get a bit involuntary when you're coming. Okay. All right, so then on to the second half. You will then eat me out from behind. Oh, do you want me on my hands and knees on the bed or on the floor or... Of course, that's what you want. Sure. You'll eat me out from behind while I'm face down, ass up on your bed. This time you can finger me at your discretion, of course, with up to two fingers. And you can lick my asshole if you so choose. I will. Look, I'm letting you lick my ass for the second half. Why don't we just leave it out of the first half and let our mutual excitement for it build up a bit? Thank you. Anyway, I will tell you when I'm about to come. And obviously, I can't do the eye contact thing, though. Not the second time. You're disgusting. I love it. You can make eye contact with me with my brown eye at your discretion throughout. And for the second half only, you can overstimulate me for 15 seconds after I come. Shit. Okay. I was hoping you wouldn't notice. Yes, 20 seconds. I don't know. I guess I'll count to 20. You better fucking stop, though, when I get there. All right. It sounds like we have an agreement on the cunnilingus part of our program. Let's move on to your repayment. Why are you smirking? Oh, you didn't expect that I'd agree to the overstimulation? Well, truth be told, I actually love being overstimmed, though I truly can't take it for too long. Also, I would have let you finger my asshole if you put up a little bit of a fight, so maybe you shouldn't be so cocky thinking you pulled one over on me, huh? Okay, so for the repayment, is Friday afternoon okay? I should be home from my last class around 3:30, and I'll want to take a shower first, so 4:30 or so? 5 o'clock is perfect. Okay, so at 5, I will suck your dick for a while until you are, you know, ready, and then you can fuck me until blowjob to completion, and you get to fuck me to completion? No, not happening. True. If you're going to make me come twice, then it's only fair, I guess. Okay, fine. Fair is fair. Okay, so for the blowjob, you can put your hands on my head, but absolutely no pushing or forcing of any kind. You can play with my hair or whatever, but that's it. No forced deep throating or face fucking or anything like that. This is non-negotiable. No, I didn't say that I didn't like that stuff. I just have to really trust the guy. And I'm sure you're a decent guy, but I mean, I really don't know you, you know? I will head this, though, as a consolation. I will try to deep throat you on my own. It's not like I'm a novice at it. It's just that I don't exactly know what you're packing down there, so... No, I don't want to see your cock. Not right now, anyway. I want to have that to look forward to on Friday. Okay, so then I'll suck your cock, including at least an attempt at deep throating. Balls? That's not a yes or no question. I mean, how do you want your balls treated? Do you want them sucked, fondled, ignored? Okay, well, if you want them sucked, then you'll have to agree to shower before you come over. You were going to do that anyway. Oh, aren't you considerate, little sweetie? Okay, so I suck your cock, including an attempt at deep throating, and I suck and fondle your balls at my discretion. You can, at your discretion, put your hands on my head, play with my hair, hold my hair out of the way, etc., provided that you don't try to force me to do anything. Okay, so where do you want to come? I'm not picky. Mouth, face, tits. You want to come in my ear? Oh, it was a joke. Phew. I was a little worried for a second. I mean, I guess I'd let you if you wanted, but okay. Mouth then. Do you want me to swallow? Do you want me to show you the load first? Do you want me to snowball you? Oh, well, it's when a woman keeps the cum in her mouth and then kisses the guy and they share the... All right. Fine. More for me. And then... Small recap. Blowjob. Attempt at deep throat. Balls sucked. No head pushing. You come in my mouth and I do what I want with the load. You good on that half? I don't know. Probably swallow it. Actually, I'm almost definitely going to swallow it. I like it. Okay, so after that, you'll probably need a little bit of a break before you're ready to fuck me, right? You just want to make out and snuggle and do normal shit like that for a while. Of course you can play with my tits during that. Is 30 minutes enough recovery time? Okay, we'll just set the max at 30, and if you're ready sooner, then that's fine. So then, the fucking portion of our program. Which position would you like? Yeah, I'm fine with playing it by ear. I'm fine with changing it up so we can go as long as we agree on it. No cream pie. You're going to be wearing a condom. Yes, you are. Look, this isn't negotiable, buddy. If you're going to fuck me, you're going to wear a condom. I'm not on birth control and I don't want a baby. Look, I'm sure when you say you'll pull out, you mean it and have nothing but good intentions. But you and I both know that isn't a reliable birth control method. Honestly, once you feel how tight my pussy is, you might just come immediately. So you will wear a condom. There's no deal that you're going to make that will allow you to not wear a condom. You're really going to let the whole deal collapse over this? Fucking me while wearing a condom is worse than not fucking me at all? Huh. Trade places with me. I just want to sit on your chair for a second. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm taking off my pajama pants. And let me get situated here. This is what you're passing up. Look how fucking hot I look in your chair with my legs spread out over the armrests. Look at the little wet spot on my panties. I'm so excited to feel your tongue on my hot, wet, tight, and delicious pussy that I'm drenching my panties. Don't you want to see what these panties are hiding? Maybe if I showed you what this sweatshirt is hiding, then it will pique your interest. Aren't my breasts nice? A great size and these great perky nipples. Don't you just want to suck on them? Don't you want to? Don't you want to pinch them like this? I'm glad you like my tits. They're great and all, and you have the opportunity to get to spend some quality time with them. But the star of the show is this pussy. Let me pull my panties aside so you can get a nice little peek. Now, don't you think that you're being a little too hardline on this no condom demand. Look at this pussy and tell me it's not glorious. Tell me that you don't want to taste it. Stop looking me in the eyes. My pussy's down here. Look at it. You can see if I spread my lips just a little. Oh. Look at how wet it is. Do you know how delicious that is going to be? Don't you want to make a meal of me? Just so you know, let me take a taste. Even better than I remember. I wish I could taste that off of your lips. And if I pull my legs back just a bit further, there it is. There's your friend. I thought you were dying to lick my little butthole. Come on. All you have to do is agree to wear a condom when you fuck me, and all of this can be yours. And when you're ready to come, you can take it off and come on my tits or my ass or my belly or my face or in my ear. Anywhere but in my pussy. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? Going once. Going twice. Don't let me get to three. Going... I'm surprised you held out as long as you did and still had the strength to make a counteroffer. You've come a hell of a long way from doing it for a high five. I've created a monster. A sexy, ass-obsessed monster. Unfortunately, I can't agree to wear a butt plug when we fuck because I don't own one. I'm sorry. Oh, you're willing to buy me one? Okay, handsome, sure. Venmo me $50 by tomorrow and I'll stop and pick one up and wear it for you. Although, do you wear a butt plug? Anyway, I'll have one in for you on Friday. I don't know how much they cost, but 50 should cover it, and I'll give you back whatever I don't spend. And if it's more than that, then I guess I'll cover the balance. It'll be fun to have one. No, baby. You can't put it in. I don't do a lot of butt stuff, so I want to do it myself. But I'll let you watch me do it. Yeah? Deal. Okay, so then butt plug, blowjob, deep throat, balls, no head forcing, come in my mouth, snuggle, and make out with optional tit play and then vaginal sex. With condom. Positions to be determined. You come where you want. Optional snuggle time after. Deal? Now you're adding dinner. Dude, we were almost there. It's a little late to start adding in new demands. You mean like a date? Like a date? Like maybe start a relationship date? Yeah. Yeah, I'm free Saturday night. Okay, well, if you buy dinner, I pay for drinks and tip. No sex. You're good with no sex? Yeah, I kind of just want to spend some time getting to know you, too. This has been kind of fun. Okay, well, I'll agree to the date, if you're a good kisser. How do you think I'll know? You come over here and kiss me, duh. Yes, now. Mm-hmm. I agree to the date. That was great. Now, shake my hand, and the deal will be final. Great. It was nice doing business with you. Now, get on your knees, get these panties off of me, and eat me the fuck out before I dehydrate on your chair. Oh my god. Oh, what are you doing then? Why aren't you? Oh, well, that's sweet. Kissing up my thighs. I just want to. You like my finger tracing your ear. Man, I needed this. Please. Please, right there. Yes. Fuck, I needed this. Yes. Push my thighs back. You can get better access to my pussy like that. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, fuck. God, yes. Fuck. No, what? Finger, I like hearing you muffle on my pussy. Yes. Yes, go ahead. Put a finger. One finger. Oh, you feel how tight I am? Oh, God, look at how wide your eyes are. You didn't realize I wasn't kidding when I said it, huh? How fucking tight my pussy is. Your finger's just stretching it out. Oh, God. No. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Oh, fuck. Yes. But. That's right. Oh, I can feel you curling it inside of me. Oh, good, Percy. Percy. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. No, suck on my clit while you press your finger right there. Fuck yes. Oh my God. Are you imagining what that's gonna feel like wrapped around your dick? Huh? Are you imagining how good I'm gonna make that cock of yours feel, with my pussy tightly wrapped around it? Fuck. You're not even gonna be able to tell that you have a condom on, I guarantee fucking to you. Oh, God. Look. Yes, that's it. Draw little tiny circles on my clit, just like that. Oh, God. Fuck. I'm getting close. Oh, I'm getting so close. Fuck. God. Yes. Oh, God, let me grab onto your head. Right between my hands. You wanted me to look at you, right? Right when I was gonna come. I'm gonna come. Keep your eyes on mine. God. I'm gonna. Why? my God. No, I'm not laughing. I get the giggles. come here. Oh, come here. I made a mess on you. Fuck. It tastes good on your lips. Oh, fuck. I'm so lightheaded. I don't even think I need the second half. You're right. A deal is a deal, isn't it? Well, in that case, why don't you catch me on your bed? And like you said, what did you want? You wanted face pressed against the mattress and ass high in the air. You want me to do a little wiggle? You know what you want. You want this ass of mine, don't you? Oh my God. Fuck. Holy shit. I've never had my ass licked before. Oh my God. Yes, it feels amazing. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my, yes, that's it. Lick that ass. Oh, fuck. Lick my asshole. That's right. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I can feel your fingers pressing against my pussy. Go on. Just shove the two right in. Stretch my pussy out with those two fingers. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. God. Yeah. Oh, fuck. God, yes. That feels so good. Oh, yeah, you feel me? You feel my pussy tightening around you even further? Oh, you had no idea a pussy could squeeze so tight, huh? Just imagine it's my... Oh, God. Imagine it's your dick. God. Yes. Oh my God, the way you're fucking wiggling your tongue. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Holy shit. Yes. God. Yes. Oh my God. God. Yes. Fuck. Oh my God, just use your other hand. That's it. Oh, just play with my clit. Fuck, your mouth feels so good on my ass. Your fingers fucking stretching my pussy on your other fingers. Oh my God, massaging my clit. Fuck, you feel it? You feel my thighs shaking? They're fucking trembling around you. Oh my God. Oh my God. God, I'm gonna fucking come again. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. God. Yes, yes, yes. Too much. Yes, yes, you can kiss me, but if you touch my pussy, though, I will literally murder you. Oh my God. Well, that was fun. If I had known you were that good at eating pussy, I would have given a lot more in return. Yes, you can have the high five. I'm still shaking. Holy fuck, that really did almost do me in. I think I might have miscalculated. I think I've shot past getting rid of a distraction and straight into exhaustion. This cuddling is nice and all. But I really can't stay. I honestly want to get some sleep before my test. Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to head back to my room and pass out into a puddle of well-satisfied goo. Now, where are my clothes? Oh, thanks for the Venmo. I'll go shopping tomorrow after class and text you a picture of what I buy. And the peach emoji and the plug emoji in the comments is cute, but thanks for not making it public. Okay, well, I guess this is good night. Can I have a good night kiss? Sorry. I just wanted to feel it. I know that we didn't agree to that, but I felt it pressing against me while we kissed, and I wanted to get a better feel. Can I see it? I promise I won't touch it. I just I now really, really want to see it. Please. Oh my God. That is a nice cock. And I can't wait to get that thing in my mouth. We are gonna have so much fun on Friday. No, don't start stroking it like that. Fuck, that's hot. Okay. Put it away so I can give you one last kiss before I leave. Oh, I can't wait until Friday. I know you're gonna want to jack off as soon as I'm gone, but I think you should save it all for me. I'm gonna suck your soul out of you, and I want the maximum reward. Until then, rest up, sexy man.